Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows, only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
What's up, everyone? It is your girl, Rossi. I'm back with another show. This show was supposed to take place yesterday. Got a little busy. Yums had some things to do, but he's back. You guys will remember him. He was like episode 3 or 4 on Rossi's Clubhouse. And so I thought we'd catch up with Yums because so much is going on with this young artist. So you guys, please welcome Yums Awkward. And here he is. Here he is. What's up, Yums?
Hi.
How you been?
I've been great. I've been
good.
I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't even wanna. If you asked me before, like everybody used to tell me, like, bro, you make such hype music. You need to dance. You need to have a dance. You need to dance. And I would tell them all the time, I don't need or even want a dance. You feel me? Like, I think a dance is a gimmick. And then, I made Motion, and then I had to like promote it. So I was like promoting it on TikTok, and I was just like dancing to it. And I did the section of dances, and then another page shared it and did the same section of dances, and then another page did it. And I was like, okay, so I might got something here.
Right.
So I just started doing it, and then my friends started noticing it, and they was like, hey, bro, I like that little dance you be doing to your song. And I was like, oh, man, I should do this every day. So I started doing it every day. And then I was like, I should do it with my friends because my friends are talking about it. So I just started doing it with my friends.
Right.
And, yeah, we actually hit day 120 or 119 yesterday. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was 119.
Yeah, 119. So, so we made it to 119. Oh, no, we had 120. I posted 120 today.
Is it 120 now?
Yep. We're at 120 days of Motion.
120 days of Motion. So what he does is he goes around, plays the song, and teach people to dance because it is a dance. And I have to tell you, when that clip came out, when that video came out, I took it and posted it. Everyone on my story, everyone, YouTube, loved it. My sisters was like, hey, everyone loves it. So, but you know, you guys, Yums makes really good music. What I like about your music is you don't just do, it's not just rap. Like there's some rock in there. I mean, it's a little bit of everything. So I can't just put you in just in a rap category, you know. Do you feel that same way about your music? It's a little bit for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I make music. My whole thing with making music is I just make whatever I want. You feel me? I don't want to put myself in a box for a style that I make. I just kind of, you know, I go into a studio and I'm just like, I feel like making this today, or I feel like making this today.
Right.
You know, I really explore with my mind and my vocals because, you know, me, I believe I can do anything. And I want everybody to, you know, relate to some part of my music, like, you know, not just have the same thing. I think it gets boring when you have a style after a while. So I want people to be like, man, I knew Yums when he was in this era making this type of music. Right. And then I heard him when he was making this type of music. You feel me? Like all my favorite artists has a different change in their style and right. What they add into their sound and how they process their music and everything. And I just always wanted to be, you know, different, I guess.
Okay. JoJo, what's up, JoJo? Thanks for joining us and being in the comment section. You know, I love you so much. JoJo said you got her in a room trying to do that dance.
Hey, learn it, post it.
Learn it, Joanne, and post it. Have you and the kids post it, okay? Joanne, she's at every show, every single show. So the new album, Mr. Make It Happen, you guys, there's 10 songs on this album. We have a City Reigning Champ, Motion featuring Tilly, what we were just talking about, the video I just showed you. We'll play it again at the end of the live. We're going to leave out with that. I Can't Stay Here, Goodbye, featuring Young Blackheart, The Lords, The Lords Interlude, featuring Lords, YBA, I love YBA, I love that song, I think I posted that earlier, Got My Love, love that, Not So Little Brother, oh my gosh, that one there though, and also, God, if you're hearing this, thank you. Not So Little Brother.
Mm-hmm.
You almost have me in tears with that one because I have sisters and my older brother died a few years back. But the way that you're speaking to your sister and I wish we had a better relationship or all that, I felt that because it hit me, you know, with my older sister.
Yeah.
How did you come about that song? Like, tell us more about that song. I love that song.
Well, I just like you, you know, I lost my little brother and my older brother within a 2-year span. So my siblings that are still here, all I have is sisters, like blood related to me. All I have is sisters. So they're the most important thing for me. And I have an older sister, Ariana, middle sister, Jasmine, and a baby sister, Bria. And they're really the loves of my life. Like I look up to all of them. Like, and you know, me and Ariana, that's my older sister. I mean, we weren't the best of friends growing up. And now she has like my niece and my nephew. She has two kids and I love them two kids to death.
Absolutely. And
I feel like, you know, I wish I had a better relationship with their mother so I could, you know, love them, because I love their whole family like to death. But, you know, me and my older sister hasn't like show love to each other the way I show it to my little sisters, because you know me and my little sisters, me and Jasmine close, me and Bria close, like they'll call me randomly, we'll talk all the time. When I was home, they're excited to see me. I didn't have that relationship with Ariana.
Right
That don't change anything now, like as we're growing up, like especially now, every time I go home I see her and I see my niece and nephew and I'm getting closer to them. And she's been really supportive of my music, which, you know, that was something that that's something that I'm really big on. You know, my sister always loved, my older sister even loves to, like, even when I made that song, she called me after she heard it and she was like, I love that song so much. And I love it. I appreciate you. And he was like, and I was like, oh man, I think that's the first time I ever heard you say that you love me. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I love you too. Yeah.
Yeah. When I heard it today, I was sitting there and listening to it, and it just awesome. I had two other brothers that died. The oldest one who's closer to us, Anthony, rest in peace. He died in May of 2019. So that was our only brother. And we had that close family, and my older sister, Lori, and him were just tight.
Yeah.
So when he died, you kind of think that, you know, when you lose someone, that family will come together, like our relationships will get better. You know what I mean? You just think that that would happen. And so we're still working on that. Like, I love my older sister. My younger sister and I are super close. My older sister and I love her. It's just, you know, when you grow up, things happen. And as you become adults, things happen. So listening to that, it's like, oh my gosh, that's exactly how I feel. You know, he wrote down how I feel. So I do appreciate that song as well, because that, I think that hits a lot of people, but it definitely hit me.
I think that song is like really reminding them that like I love them as well, because I'm 2,000 miles away from all three of my sisters. You know, they all live in North Carolina. I live out in California. I'm the only one in my family. So I think sometimes they forget that I'm still here and I still love them, and that, you know, and I may not pick up the phone all the time, or I may not call every week, but you know, I'm still right here for you. So it's like whenever they think or ever feel like I'm not there, they can go back and just play that.
Right. I love that. I'm going to share it with my older sister, you know. But being that you, what, North Carolina, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
So you've been in Sacramento for how long? Like
about 5 years now.
Okay. All right. When you were in North Carolina, you made music. That's where it started, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you came here in Sacramento. What's the difference between North Carolina and Sacramento for you?
The West Coast and the East Coast is very different in my eyes. It was like I think the biggest culture shock for me is just like the way that, you know, the way that I maneuvered around here was different. I think they care about different things here. The food, Oh my God, the food. I think the food was like the most culture shock. I love everything about California, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But oh, I miss that Southern cooking. I miss pulling up to a Bojangles whenever I can. But I think the biggest difference for me was like just the progress that I made with my music. I think I got to hone my music and like the what I want to do in North Carolina. And then I moved up here and I learned the business of it, how it's like really made. I was in professional studios. I got to do my own shows and be a part of professional shows. And it taught me how to like run a business and make that connection from where I'm from to here.
Right. From the first time that I met you, which was a year ago, I think it was over a year ago, to now, what's changed with your music, like you as an artist?
I don't really think that changed. You feel me? Yeah. I just still do the things I want to do. You know, I just be making what I want to make. I think my most recent music is just a lot of stuff that I'm just throwing out. You feel me?
Okay.
A lot of hit songs.
Absolutely. Kind of,
that I'm just making, and you know, my next pattern of music will be like more defined and more, you know, soulful, like the actual music that I want to make.
Okay.
So I think I've just been, I think from a year ago to now, I finally got my Mr. Make It Happen, my first album out of me, like telling everybody like, hey, this is who I am.
Right.
This is what I'm about and this is what's to come. And now I'm just, cool. I gave y'all some spirituals, some soulful
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. You did. You did.
Here's a summer album to dance to.
Absolutely.
So here, go ahead and groove. Bop it. Do you sneeze? You feel me? Dance party in the club. Play this in every club you in.
Right.
And then I'm going to see y'all soon with a whole nother different sound that's going to make you probably cry again. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, please, 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 please. I was having a great day, you know, and I am listening to you, like I said, and I'm listening to Capsize and I'm listening to Motion and listening to the rest of the songs, which are all good. And like I said, I get to not sell my little brother. I'm like, why is he doing this? What are you doing? What are you making me rethink things? What are you making me rethink how maybe I did things? Look, you know, well, where tape, I went wrong at.
The next tape is going to be more like Capsize. So you're going to be able to dance instead of cry. Like, I won't make you think about, well, I'm going to make you think
but
about
that. But, you know, I joke, but I love that because you did make me think, you know, you made me think. And you made me, you know, just memories. You know what I mean? Just memories, you know, and the appreciation of my sisters, you know what I mean? Like, really, you know? How long did the project take for this album?
For Mr. Make It Happen, I think it was just like, it's years of work built in, but I was up until the day before, like, we dropped it, I was working on songs and adding stuff. So I can't really say the time period of when we started and finished it. It was just kind of like a lifeline of work that I just worked on, changed around as time came along, and then like finally decided like, okay, we're going to put this into a body of projects.
Okay.
To a body of work and drop it as a project.
When you do a project like this with 10 songs, like, do you work on it every day or is it a progression of time?
No, because I feel like working on something every day, especially when it comes to your art and your music, is going to make you stagnant and tired.
Okay.
So there was a lot of times where I just took a break and worked on other music, which is how I came up with like Pumpkin Pie, which was one of the singles that didn't drop on album, but like recently dropped. And, you know, I spent a lot of time traveling at the time, too. Like I was performing a lot in Indiana. So I was working with my friends out there. I was doing a lot of different music around. And I have like hundreds of songs that were made around the same time that we were making Mr. Make It Happen that just didn't land on the album. I think a lot of the songs are like super like handpicked, just like the stack of songs that we made. I think the only ones that was like really curated to tie them together was, and this one's my favorite song, was God, If You're Hearing This, Thank You. Like I really, it was like, 2 days before we had to drop the album and submit it, I was like, I need an outro. Like this album is not finished. Like there's something completely missing from this. And then I made God, if you're hearing this, thank you. I got Diamond Johnson and Zahira on it. Shout out to them. Amazing singers. And I was really happy in the way that it came out and the way that Diamond wrote her verse at the end. And
right.
Just like the way the whole song was written and created was just so natural and beautiful and very inspiring.
Yes. You know? Yes. Speaking of, well, not that, but you know, the last time you were on, we talked about your creative process. Can you update us and let us know what your creative process is like?
Hell, I just go into the studio, right? And then they put a beat in front of me.
Don't have to, like, you know, some people
like this.
Pumped up or, you know.
I don't really know what my creative process is, you know. I just kind of create. Whatever like pops into my mind. I'm very natural when it comes to making anything. I think everything should be natural. I never try to force anything or try to get myself in a certain mindset to make anything. If I don't feel like making nothing, I'm just not going to do it.
Right. Right.
Like something, I'm just going to make it.
Right. Right. How do you incorporate feedback like from clients or collaborations in your work?
I think the best way to answer that is like my peers. I hang out with a lot of talented musicians that challenge me every day. You feel me? Like my brother Bashi, Nate, Marianne, Alexander, Kibo, Tilly, all of them, to my producer and my brother Ibar, like all of them challenge me to be greater.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them ever like capped to me like, my homie Bachi was straight up telling me like, yeah, bro, this song sucks. This is terrible. You need to do something else. And it really helps me with, you know, being the best that I can be. You feel me? Like, I don't ever like have to do anything because I know if this is not up to my full potential, it's not going to be up to their full standards.
Right.
So, yeah, I take feedback from my friends around me and the people that I look to that are doing music that I feel like are doing music better than me. And I just apply that.
What shows? I noticed you do a lot of shows. Are you on the road a lot? Because I follow you on Instagram, and you're here, you're there. You're like small places, big places. How is that for you?
I love it. I love traveling and meeting new people and performing in those new stages. New stages is my thing. In a new place. I think a lot of people are nervous when they go to a new place that nobody knows them, but I look at it as like, oh, I get an opportunity to make a whole gang of new people that don't know my name, know my name. Oh, I'm finna impress the whole crowd. Like I'm finna dumb up. So, if you know me from when I came here, that's what I wanted. I was like, I want to go on tour. I want to travel. I want to perform on different stages for different people. That's exactly what I want. I don't want to do nothing else. I want to open up for people. I want to go on tour. I want to perform. So the fact that I'm doing that now in my current life, you know, I'm really happy about it. Like it's tiring because I hate traveling. Like I hate planes, but I love getting to the new cities that I'll be getting to, bro. Shout out Indiana, Detroit, Chicago. You feel me? Shout out North Carolina and Atlanta. You feel me? Shout out all through California, Sacramento, to the Bay Area, to LA. You feel me? I perform in Isleton, California, June 1st at Hash Hole Island, if anybody's out there.
Wow.
And, you know, I just love it. You feel me? I begged before. I went from not doing any shows in my hometown for like 22 years to there's rarely a weekend that I'm not performing. You feel me? There's rarely a date that I don't have multiple shows. You feel me? There's rarely a time I'm not. It's getting so bad that I'm stacking shows on top of shows. I got to stop. Really? I got to get my calendar straight at this point. Because I just got so much going on.
How was the welcome back? What was it, the welcome home? I remember you were, I think the last time we talked, you were getting ready for that. How is that going back home?
It was great. The first annual Do Great Things Festival, which I'm Going Home show was for, went off with a hitch. It was amazing. Everybody popped out, and it got us prepared for our next one that's going to be August 3rd. So the second annual Do Great Things Festival is coming back up. We're going to do a I'm Going Home Part 2 show.
Okay.
Do all the same things that we did, and we're going to make it bigger and better. We got the Hickory. I got my whole city support, like the actual city
right.
is helping us fund this
wow.
Event. The Ridgeview Community Center, shout out to them, is letting us use their facilities to throw this festival. We just got approved for everything today, actually, nice. Which is great because I was stressing. But yeah, we just got approved for everything today. And August 3rd, second annual Do Great Things Community Fest, Hickory, North Carolina, my hometown. It's going to be amazing.
You know, I was talking to Filiato and we were talking about anxiety on the road or on stage. Do you go through anxiety? You know, and some anxiety comes from just, you know, just you just pumped and you love what you're doing. So, you know what I mean? It's just, do you go through that a lot?
All the time.
How do you deal with anxiety? Because I mean, so many people.
I feel like a lot of people, I'm very much of, well, I'm here, so I can't do anything about it. So I think that's really how I deal with it. You feel
right?
me? Like once I'm somewhere and I'm doing something and I'm just like, okay, well, I have to deal with it in whatever right. way that I can deal with it. So no matter what, I'm here and I have to do this. And, you know, I get anxiety when I get on a stage. You feel me? Like when I perform, like if you see me right before our performance, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm pacing the stage. I'm biting my nails. I'm nervous.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yes.
But I always say that when you're nervous or you're anxious about something, that only means you care about it. So you're going to do the best that you can.
Right.
And you're going to do a great job because you really care about this. So it's right. like whenever I have anxiety for something, like say I have anxiety for going to a show and I'm just like nervous where I can't breathe. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm finna kill this show.
Right.
I'm finna have the best show ever.
Okay.
And I do. I always have the greatest show.
Okay. And that feeling of like you get off the stage or whatever and it's like, whew, you know, I made it through. I did it. It's better than what I thought it was going to be.
I'd be walking off the stage like, what was I worried about? You feel me? I'd be walking off of it like I'm a real star. Like I just did that.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Right.
But not before I get up there and just be like, oh, man, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do this, man.
What themes or ideas consistently appear in your art, in your music?
Themes or ideas that consistently appear in my art, in my music. I think I talk about my family a lot.
Okay.
You know, okay. I talk about my sisters, my mom.
Growing businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy corporate card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
I mean, my dad, just all of them, you feel me? I think...
Right.
Talking about my hometown and all the people that support me and like the things that I want to do with the goals that I have is very consistent in my music. I think that's the only consistent thing with my music, to be honest.
Do you have like a challenging or memorable experience that's influenced your artistic journey?
I think going to my first couple of concerts really like influenced how I look at like just performing and everything.
Right.
Opening it up for the artists that I've opened up for have influenced it too.
Okay.
I think the best moment that I could say is when I saw LaRussell perform for the first time and just his energy and how he controlled the crowd with barely anything, you know, a band or a backing track, and just him was amazing. Because, you know, I'm not really very extra with like my performances, you know.
Okay.
You know, I would love to be like Tyler, the Creator, where I've watched this man come onto the stage in a Rolls Royce
Wow. Okay.
With a background that's a mansion that he can walk up the steps of and then wow. ride a boat in the crowd. Like,
wow.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do that one day. Like, that was crazy. That was a crazy yeah. experience for me. So I was like, I look at artists like that and the way they perform, and I'm just like, wow, like that's so creative. How would right. I ever think of something like that?
Right.
And then I look at artists like the Russell that come out and they show you, it's like, here's how you would think of something like that.
Okay.
Here's a simple way to do it until you can get to the bigger platform to do what you, these big things that you're thinking of.
Right.
Use the tools that you have. So I think right. that's what influenced me the most, just watching the artists that I really look up to do their thing.
Right.
Their processes.
Who are you loving right now? Like, you know, if I, you know, listen to, you know, your playlist, who's on your playlist right now that you really just enjoy listening to?
Oh, man, we can go look at it right now if you want. Let me see. I've been listening to a lot of IDK. I really love IDK.
Okay.
I just discovered this new group called Third Party. They're really dope. They only have one song out called Picture You, but I watched them perform, and they have a slew of songs that I just wish they would drop. They're amazing. I listen to a lot of Kenny Mason.
Okay.
If you don't know who Kenny Mason no. is, he's a new artist out of Atlanta.
Okay.
And I watched him perform actually the other day. He performed at the Rink Studios in Sacramento, and I was able to go and watch him perform. And yeah, it was pretty dope. He's a super talented performer. Super talented performer. And other than that, I've been listening to a lot of like French music.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really into samples. You feel
okay.
me? And I think I like samples more than I like their actual songs sometimes.
Okay.
So I've been deep diving into just like different ethnicities of songs because
okay.
I really want to sample them. Like I already sampled one, made a song that's going to be on my Steps of Midas tape that's dropping June 14th.
Okay.
And, you know, I've just been listening to a lot of like just out the way stuff that you would like just never think of.
I love that about you. I love that about you because, you know, listening to your music and like I said, you can go from one song on your album to something that's got a little rock in it, you know. You're very eclectic with your music, you know, like you said, you can't put yourself in the box. And so to hear that you're into these different genres of rap or music, whatever, I get that from you. You know, you give that vibe, you know. We were talking about, you know, your Mr. Make It Happen, guys, is the Yum's album that's out right now. Mm-hmm. And you guys, all the links to everything that he's doing will be in the description of this video. Go check out the album, will be in the description of this video as well. Check him out. Check out a lot of his old stuff. He has albums and albums and albums upon albums. He's been doing this for a long time. You're so young, though. Do you feel like you're old for your age? Like you're one of those old ones. You seem you're very wise. Like you've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you just like seriously. You're like 20 something. Yeah,
26.
But you 26. Yeah, I like, and the albums, like, gosh, I think last time we talked, I think I said I found albums that was like 8 years old or it like barely made YouTube or weren't even on YouTube at the time. That's how long he's been doing music. When you're not doing music though, what do you do for fun?
Everybody be asking me that and I have no way to answer that.
Really? Do you hang with, or are you just one of those, you like six, or you like six in the means of like, to him is work. It's just,
Yeah, I'm a very much a worker. I mean, I play video games on my off time, like to de-stress, like I hop on the game for a little bit, but you know, I'm not much of like a gamer. You feel me? I don't think there's really, I dance. You feel me? I've really gotten into dancing lately. But other than that, man, music has been my life. So I don't really do much of anything outside of that.
Okay.
And I've been trying to like find other hobbies and I have hobbies here and there. I mean, music is fun to me. Everything about music is just so fun. I love it.
Right. Do you feel it's like such a blessing to be able to do what you enjoy doing?
Oh, hell yeah.
And the feedback that obviously you get from people that love your music.
I think it's the most amazing thing, because this is what I really wanted to do. It. I'd be so surprised. I think people just be thinking I'm joking. Like, I remember you be telling me stuff, and I'd be like, really?
Yeah,
really. And I'm like, no, bro, I'm really surprised at that. You know, every time, you feel me? Because it's weird to still be surprised, because it's like, I know my talent. I know that I'm great, but
right.
For a person to come up to you and be like, man, I really like your music, or to be like, my kids like tell me to play you all the time. Like,
that's awesome.
Like, my son wants to meet you. You want to meet my son?
I'm like, yeah, sure.
You don't even realize, like, I don't think you realize, like, how you affect people. Like, me listening to your music, I have a smile on my face. And then if I get a visual, like, what was the song, The Red Mic? Oh my gosh, I can't think of it. Anyways, I love when you do the, it was probably you and Zay, but I love when there's a visual and I can watch you perform, because you're so into it and you're so natural. And I think you have a freestyle that you do. I mean, it's just, you're interesting to watch, you know? And so watching your career from, and it was just a year ago, but I feel like it's like you've done so much, and it's only been a year.
Yeah, I still got a hella to go, as you know. At least we keep in momentum over this way.
You absolutely, you really do. I mean, but it's like you've been around for so long, but I've only known you and met you a year ago. And there's so much you've been doing since then. The other songs that you cut from your albums, like you said, you have so many songs and you'll hand choose. Do those songs, do they just go away?
It really just depends, you feel me? Because we'll bring songs back. Like, even on the album, we've had songs that it's like, oh, this is hella old, but we're gonna bring it. You know, I have songs that I'm like, they're hella good, I just don't know when or where to place them, you feel me? So it's like, okay, if there's placement that comes up for those songs where I'm like, okay, this will fit it, we should drop this for this, then, you know, they'll be released. But, you know, I'm really big on not just dropping and drop. You feel me? Like, okay, I want everything to make a statement, no matter what it is, no matter how little or small. Like, I have songs that nobody's heard of, that I haven't even promoted like that, but they still made a statement somewhere, which is why those songs are still out. You feel me? So,
right. Do you want your fans to get from your music?
Hey, man, I just want them to enjoy themselves. I want them to listen to my music and not have to worry about anything. Or, like, when they are worried about something. I've been saying this thing lately. I want my music to be the theme song for all the great things that people do. Okay. You feel me? So it's like, say you wake up and you see a surprise check in your account. You feel me? I want you to start playing my music because you're that happy. Yeah. You feel me? Say you got promoted, or, you know, you just got a million followers, or, you know, some shit just went really well. Like, your mama just called and told her that the house is paid off because some generous dude, and, like, start playing my music. You feel me? Like, celebrate. I want my music to be celebration music. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, I did that. I just did something great. Turn that Yums on, bro. I'm feeling amazing right now. You feel me? But I also want my music to be able to be played when you're sad, to make you feel better, or to, you know, make you feel like it's okay. You know, I just want my music to make you feel something, and make that whatever you feel push you towards being the better you.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. I agree with that. Yums, in 5 years from now, what could we expect? God bless you.
Hopefully I will be on an island with my wife and kids, not talking to y'all.
You're
wrong
for that.
Am I?
I love that.
Am I? Really? I'm gonna drop these songs, give y'all some anthems, get really rich, grab my wife, grab my kids, get away from everything.
Would you? Okay, when you get to that point to where you have kids, do you want your kids to do this? Do you want them in this? Because this industry is so much. Or would you back them? Would you? Because obviously, I mean, people don't want their kids in the entertainment business, you know?
I feel like, personally, knowing this half the battle, and I'm not going to be able to shield my kids from the world. So if they woke up one day and said, Daddy, I want to be an artist, I'm right there with them, you know? we can be artists, and I'm gonna be there to protect them. And I know what rooms not to let them in, and what you feel me. I think a lot of the kids that you feel me. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, children just being used in the industry, but nobody talk about the parents not being there to, you know, watch after their kids.
Thank you.
You feel me?
Thank you.
I'm going. My kids gonna be straight, no matter what room they went, because their dad is gonna be there. You feel me? Their mom's gonna be right there. We're gonna be involved in everything until they're old enough and prepared enough to be like, all right, cool, I can handle it myself. You feel me? So, and that's with everything they do, no matter what they do. You feel me? Whether they want to be artists, scientists, gymnasts, whatever they want to do.
Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad.
No, I'm going to be right there with them. So it's like, I don't care how dangerous something is. You feel me? My child going to be straight.
I was just doing a review on that Nickelodeon special, Quiet on the Set. And I'm sure, have you seen that? You've seen that. Mm-hmm. How crazy is that? How all those parents allowed those kids to be in a room alone when they come in and say, we need to talk to the kids alone. And then you have Drake Bell going through what he went through. You bring that up and I agree with you, because that's I don't understand how that, how you can trust someone that you don't know. So I absolutely agree with you. You know, a kid can be in this business and do well in this business if the parent is willing to not be afraid to lose, you know what I mean, a job.
I lose everything for my child.
Absolutely.
And I don't have kids, you feel me? So I can't even really speak on that. So let me not say that, but I know in my head right now I would. You feel me? My father don't care. You know, the way that I see my dad take care of his kids, he'll lose everything for his child.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much money he making. It don't matter how good he's doing or what he's paying. If we're not happy, we don't have to do it.
Right.
You know, my dad always raised me to not force me to do something I don't want to do, or not force me to be in any room that I'm not interested in. Feel me? So I'm going to apply that to my kids. You feel me? We're going to get them out there if they want to do it.
Right.
And if they feel like they're uncomfortable, all right, cool. We out of here. We got to do this no more.
Exactly. How does your dad and your mom, how do they feel about like seeing you grow and where you're at now? How do they feel about you and your music?
They're super proud of me. My dad has been my biggest fan since I was a kid. So I send him my music all the time. And he loves it. He loves everything I do. He talks about me to everybody. Every time he throws a party, he plays my music. It's gotten to the point where people don't even believe I'm his real son. They just think I'm famous because he plays me so much. Like, they be thinking my dad lying. And I'm like, you got pictures with me.
Right.
I would just show them the pictures you have with me. It's like, you have baby pictures of me, like of us together. But my mom, she's really supportive. Like I said, she's been really getting into everything that I've been doing in the community. I think that first Do Great Things show showed them how my growth. I remember the best moment from that show is I was looking out to the crowd performing, and my mom and my dad were all the way in the back, just holding each other, just staring at their creation.
Right.
And they just look so proud of their son. And it almost made me cry on stage, because I'm like, look at my parents being proud of me.
Right, I bet.
It's like, remember when y'all thought I wasn't going to do this? Remember? Y'all was worried. If y'all was worried about me, look at me now. And it's just a great feeling, you know. I think my mom and dad are, I don't even think I know. I know my mom and dad are so proud of me and everything that I'm doing, and that keeps me going, because that's really all I ever wanted, was to make them proud and to let them see that their son was going to be okay.
Nice. I love that. I love that. Absolutely love that. So you know, acting, what else can we expect from you? Are you going to jump into the acting arena at some point? Are you open to that? Because I mean, you're just like, I can see that. I mean,
I want to do a whole lot of stuff, y'all. I ain't gonna cap to you. I really want to do so much. I want to be an actor, a model, a photographer. I want to be a director. I want to do a whole lot of stuff. But I have ADHD, so I got to focus on one thing and one thing only right now.
Okay, I get
that. All that extra shit going to come. Let me get this music off. Let me get somewhere with this music real quick. And then I get into my acting bag and my directing bag and my modeling job.
Absolutely. Knowing you, with everything you've done, I'm looking forward to seeing that. We're looking forward to seeing that. You guys, Yum's Awkward here tonight in Rossi's Clubhouse. Yes, yes, yes. You guys, Mr. Make It Happen, you guys can get that right now. You can go. It's everywhere. I mean, they can get it on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your music at. Go get this album. You can get his singles. Go and check out some of the older stuff. I mean, absolutely a consistent artist. And, you know, I just want to wish you the best. You're going places. I'm so happy that you came back to the show. I was really excited that you wanted to come back. And I love your music. I am a fan, you guys. I'm a fan of these artists that I bring on. And I'm blown away by every single one of them. Yums, you're just, I mean, I don't know what to say, man. Everything is just good. It's just good. Do you think you and Halo will hook up again and do another song?
Oh, hell yeah. That's my little protege right there. You can expect a lot more music from me and Halo V. But honestly, once she's done, you know, I've been letting her finish school. You feel me? Because that's the most important. You feel me? She got to get them. She got to get that diploma. But once she get that,
congratulations.
You feel me? Once she gets that degree and she up out of here, it's nothing but motion for Halo V. You're gonna be seeing a lot of her. I promise you that.
Yes, Halo V. She will be back here, you guys. She's gonna kick off the summer, 2024. She opened up January. She's gonna be back in the summertime. And open that up for us. Halo V is a great artist. You guys can catch her on the song Capsize with Yums Awkward. There's a video. His YouTube channel will be in the link. You guys will be able to see everything. And I mean, I just can't say enough about this artist. You know I'm gonna want you to come back. Is there any projects, anything that you want to shout out? Anyone? Let us know what's going on.
Hey, man. You can come and catch Yums Awkward performing at Concerts in the Park, one of the biggest stages in Sacramento, California, June 14th at Cesar Chavez Park. Pull up is going to be amazing. A lot of my friends going to be on it. The Philharmonic, who just got chosen to be on Tiny Desk and NPR. He won the competition. Wow. Shout out Philharmonic. Jakari Smith, who is a very talented artist, very original artist in Sacramento, going crazy. Yelly. Oh my God, everybody loves Yelly. If you don't know about Yelly, I don't know what to tell you. You need to get on that because Yelly is amazing. DJ Eddie, which is one of the dopest DJs in Sacramento. Shout out her, shout out Plush. You know, it's going to be outside. And my new project, Steps of Midas, drops June 14th, the same day as my concert at Park Placement. So make sure you keep a lookout for that. Come see me do my show. You feel me? There might be an after party with a little sound check for the album. So, you know, if you come to the show, you're going to find out. But, you know, you just got to come, bro. It's going to be great. It starts at 5:00. Just be there. Cesar Chavez. It's in the middle of downtown Sacramento. You can't miss it. You have to get more information. Type in Google Concerts in the Park.
It happens every year, guys. It's one of the dopest concerts.
It happens every Friday. You know, you can go now. Just pick a Friday to go and check it out before you come to see mine, just to see if you enjoy it. But definitely come out because it's amazing.
Absolutely. I want to leave y'all. I want to leave you guys with let's motion. Let's motion. Just real quick.
Get up, get out your own way. When they see me, do you know what they say?
Hey, you wanna come through? Motion when I walk through. Hey, stunt when a bitch like we supposed to. Let's go. Motion when I walk through.
Motion. Yum's Awkward. He'll be back again. We're gonna follow his career. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Rossi's Clubhouse. I will be back. Let's see. Next week I'll have a show. Surprise artist coming through. Thank you guys so much. And June, I have so much coming for you guys in June. So thank you. We are out.